plans are roaring forward to convert two buildings in the Brooklyn neighborhood into a food hall. Kelsey Hasden is here with more. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT. Kelsey, we've been hearing rumblings about this food hall plan now for almost a year, and the developer is finally going public with it. So what do we know right now?
The group that's planning to break ground on this project is the Trovato Development Group. They have yet to present their plans to the Downtown Development Review Board for approval, but they have talked to the International Council of Shopping Centers. There are two buildings that they plan on converting, the former Trophy Center building and the former Caitlin Studebaker building, both on Park Street.
Okay, so they say they want these buildings to become a food hall. This is a trend that's been sweeping Florida. And we've talked about the concept of a food hall before on The Jackson. Here's what Ennis Davis had to say about it.
A food hall can basically be described as a place that focuses on authenticity, quality, and celebration of local culture. On the other hand, a food court traditionally has the characteristics of a fast food restaurant, predictability and mass production. Most successful food halls also try to enliven the consumer experience through live entertainment and social events.
So basically a place where people can come and experience local flavor, local food vendors, the idea there being that this is not an experience you can have in any other city. This project is an adaptive reuse project. It's taking existing buildings and turning them into something that has a lot of people very excited, judging by the social media response to this story when we shared it on Facebook. So, Kelsey, what can people potentially look forward to here?
Well, this food hall will have indoor food stalls, communal seating, an outdoor beer garden with a dining courtyard, and then some area that'll be flexible for temporary food vendors. These are two really old, beautiful buildings. They're examples of the masonry vernacular architecture, which is basically architecture that's been influenced by Spanish architecture, Art Deco, and modern styles. The former Trophy Center, which is located at 339 Park Street, was originally constructed in 1945 for General Electric Company. It's over 6,000 square feet, so this building is pretty big. And together, these will both become this new food hall.
More on the project and renderings of what the food hall could be are at thejackson.org. That's JAXSON.org. That's Kelsey Hasden. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT.